It's the post-match show from a packed Glenbrook. Everyone's in. Everyone's looking gorgeous. We're all excited because Liverpool have won the game. They've won 2-0. Oh, come on, you people. Ring it out on the cop. What a time to be alive. I've got Phil Blunden. I've got Grace Marion. Damien, everything feels good after the Liverpool win.
Oh, it does, yeah. This Peroni tastes absolutely fantastic. The bubbles are little and lively. God's in his heaven. Fantastic, you know. A lot to be positive about. Given the context of how bad we've been recently, that was extremely solid. Some great football, some very disciplined football. I think every player who's been on the pitch today can be proud of their efforts. It looks like the team had a plan and stuck to it. At times that might be a little bit frustrating where you want them to bomb on a little bit more, but they weren't having any of that. It's like, we have what we hold. It was illustrated for the fact that you bring Robertson on and you put him on the left mid rather than a left back, because Kirkhead is winning every single tackle and Liverpool have got the result that they want. Hugo Ekitike is so exciting. Fiat is winning tackles and getting involved and taking players on. So I think as a stepping stone from where we've been, and you know, Brighton certainly had a couple more chances than I'd like them to have, but there was flickers on the counter-attack as well, when it's like it could have been 4 goals up here or whatever. Obviously, very broadly, from the goalkeeper to people who were up front, and there's a fellow who hardly's been in the news lately.
Your mate?
Yeah, met him, actually. He was lovely. And that had a lot to do with you, actually, didn't it? Breaks the Premier League record for goals and assists. I mean, no wonder Rooney wanted to say he was finished, because he didn't want it to beat his record. But yeah, everything worked out as well as you could ask for when you got up this morning. Certainly Arne Slot would have wanted all of that, with the horrible exception of, I was convinced by about minute 15 that this was going to be the day that Joe Gomez was going to score.